Hi, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Amy. May I have your first and last name, please?
Hi, Amy. My first name is Joe. My last name is Dooley, spelled Dooley.
Okay, thank you. The phone kind of cut off when you said your first name. What was your first name?
Joe, Joe.
Okay,
Joe or
thank you very
Joseph.
much. Let's see here. Let's get your account pulled up. And would you please verify the address on the account?
The address is 4113 Laura Avenue. That's spelled Laura, and that's Cincinnati, Ohio, 45211.
Alrighty, thank you. So I see your Omax 3 Ultra Pure order. How may I help you today?
Yeah, now I was getting the Omax every 2 months, and I just in the last 2 weeks I started on the Lovesa, the prescription fish oil for cholesterol, and I'm taking four of them a day. I called a few days ago, and I actually just received an order. I called a couple days ago, and I actually paused this shipments till June of 2021.
Right.
But I was looking at my supply of fish oil, and I still have some Omax left over from the last order, and now I'm getting these. I'm supposed to take four of these prescription fish oil capsules for triglycerides and cholesterol, and I've got this whole new order of Omax, and honestly, I think it makes sense for me to return it because I just have way too much fish oil all the way around right now. And I would like to get an RMA number to send this back to you guys.
Okay, so how much do you have left over, or what?
The order that I just got, I wanted to return that. I still have some of those foil packs from the previous order, and then like I said, I'm on a prescription fish oil now, and I'm taking four of those a day, and this order is just too much at the time, so.
Okay, so due to the pandemic, we're actually not accepting product
Oh, you know
back.
what? I'm gonna apologize. They told me that. Now I recently had my credit card that these get billed to, I recently had that hacked, and I'm trying to get that cleaned up, and I'm trying to eliminate any charges that I can that's on that card. So they did tell me that physically I'm unable to send that back to you guys.
Right.
Am I still going to be billed the $62 for that?
Okay, so this is the order that you're referring to from, let's see,
I
the
got the order.
fourth.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Let's see here.
Because I still have the two boxes that come out of the main box. They're unopened, and everything's in the blister pack. I mean, it's untouched. I don't see why it would be a problem to send it back.
Gotcha. Yeah, they're just not accepting returns. Let's see here if we can take care of this for you. Let's have a look.
And then I don't know if this is going to complicate things, but the credit card that was originally ordered on was hacked, and they shut that card down, and I'm waiting to get the new card. So if I was going to be credited for that, I don't even know if that would go through. I'd have to call my credit card company.
Okay. Yeah, if it is affiliated or associated with the same account, regardless of the card number, it would return to that card, to that account.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's see here. Yeah, we can get that.
And again, I'm more than willing to send this past order back to you guys on my dime. Between this whole thing with the credit card and then being on the new prescription fish oil and then the amount that I had left over, I saw this last night and I thought, you're never going to take these. They're going to sit here. You're going to be giving them away. So.
Gotcha. So yes, we'll have that charge credited to your account. Excuse me. So let me get this processed for you.
Okay,
Let's
fantastic. I appreciate
see.
it.
No problem. So let's see
And
here.
I did like the product. I've been taking the Omax for years now. Once I started on this prescription fish oil, between you and I, I was kind of wondering how it compared, and I contacted the company that made it, and I didn't get a reply from them, but I did take one of the new prescription ones and one of the Omax ones, and I froze them both, and they both were crystal clear the next day.
Okay,
So
gotcha.
I think it's a at least a pure product, you know.
Right. And so what would be the your main reason for wanting to return those today?
The main reason would be that I'm now taking prescription fish oil, and that gets covered by my insurance, so there's no reason for me to take the out of or the over the counter on top of the prescription.
Okay, sure. So we will have that $62 charge. Let's see here. We will have that returned within 5 business days. And yes, I do see your next shipment held off until, let's see here.
And
Yeah,
can that
June.
pause, can it just be shut down? Or you know what? I left it like that in case I wanted to get back on it. Is that as far back as we can pause that? Is June?
Yes. Let's see. No, we can pause it longer. Absolutely. Not a problem.
Okay, can we pause it till June of 2022?
See here.
Or is
We'll
that
go
too
back
far
that
out?
far. That might be too far.
Okay.
Let's see what we can do.
'Cause there's a pretty good chance I'm just gonna go ahead and cancel it altogether. I'm gonna give it a few months and take this prescription, see how things go.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so I'm just gonna see how far out we can hold this. So let's
Okay.
see.
Boy, it's a shame you guys can't take these back because you're really going to lose some money. These could go to somebody else, but
Yeah, I know. I know,
it's kind of
but
very paranoid, I guess. They don't want anybody who handles it to get COVID from
right.
people sending it back. It's not your fault. That just seems way ridiculous, but oh well.
Right. Yeah.
Especially with the product all self-contained and then inside the blister packs, but I
I
mean, maybe they have
know.
their reason for it.
Right, it's just kind of like regulations
And then, I'll
for
be
us.
honest, if I had opened either box, I wouldn't even try to return it.
Right, I understand. Absolutely, I agree. But yeah, just kind of have to yeah, go along with the policy here. But
You said your
let's
name was
see.
Amy?
Amy, yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have an extension by any chance? I'm just making a note on my receipt here.
No, I don't have an extension.
Okay, it's 2/18/2021.
Right. And so I'm just waiting on confirmation to see how long we can hold this out for you. And let's see here. And how many boxes do you have?
I have that the order that I received on the 4th, I have the 2 boxes, the one order. And I still have some left over from the previous order. Not many, but and I have a 3-month supply of the prescription fish oil, which I have to take 4 of them a day. So it's an awful lot of fish oil.
Right.
For me to keep this order would just be crazy. And I may, you know, if I'm not sending them back to you guys, I may, you know, try to turn one of my friends on to it. Just give it to them and see, you know.
Right, there you go. Yeah. Okay. So almost done. Thank you for your patience.
No problem.
Okay. Yeah. So you said you just wanted to go ahead and cancel this one out then, because we can't hold it out, that long. So you just want to cancel it until you maybe decide.
Yeah, because what'll happen is that I'll forget about it, and then 2021 will come along. June will come along, and then an order will show up, and I'll be making the same phone call. And I think I'm probably better off just canceling it.
Right. Okay. Not a problem.
I mean, if I wanted to take the OMAX again and I wanted to get back on the plan, I'm sure they would be willing to put me on that, you know.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. So we've got you all canceled out, and that refund is processed in.
I
Is there
really
anything else we
appreciate
can do
that.
for you today?
Nope. Everything sounds good. I appreciate your help. And then, man, you were on it immediately, which is fantastic. I didn't have to listen to some recording for a half an hour, so.
Well, good deal. I'm glad we were prompt for you. Well, thank you very much for calling OMAX Health, and I hope you have a great day. Thank
Thanks,
you,
Amy.
Julie.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.